Great you are, my Samhain. Great you are, my giver. You are the support of the miserable ones. You dwell within all, but are different from all. This is the Bhajan Vamiri Samhain on page 21. You can make a beggar rule over a kingdom, and you can turn a king into a beggar. You can make an ignorant one into a scholar, and you can turn a scholar into a fool. Sometimes you spread your jholi for alms, and sometimes you become a giver. You can change the water into earth, you can change the earth into a well, and over that well you can create a mountain. You can make the sky cover the earth. You can make the risen sky fall. You yourself become the support of him who has no protector in this world. There is no one without you. You dwell within all, whether he is king or pauper. Your light is within everyone. Your plays are unique. You make your presence felt everywhere. You have liberated demons like Kode and Valikandardi. You have even liberated sinners like Ganaka, the prostitute. Your plays are unique. Sometimes you become a trader and open a shop, and sometimes you do farming. As the sons are dear to the mother, the devotees are dear to you. And being controlled by the devotees, you do everything for them. Ajayib's fortune has awakened. He met you, the beloved Samhain. Great are you, my Samhain. Great are you, my giver. You are the support of the miserable ones. You dwell within all, but are different from all.
Vau meri Samhain, vau meri Datta, Dukhiya Dasahara Tu, Gata Gata Devi Chavasada Hoya Firehe Sabato Nyara Tu. Vau meri Samhain, vau meri Datta, Dukhiya Dasahara Tu, Gata Gata Devi Chavasada Hoya Virahe Sabato Nyara. Bikarite Raja Karave Raja Te Bikari Ho Kalamurakate Pandit Karbo Pandit Te Mugadari Ho. Bikari te raja karave, raja te bikari ho, kala murak te pandit karbo, pandit te mugadari ho, kar ke joli bikia lenda, Karke joli bikiale bandakite datara tu gata gata devi chavasada hoya virahe sabato nyara tu. Vau meri Samhain, vau meri Datta, Dukhiya Dasahara Tu, Gata Gata Devi Chavasada Hoya Virahe Sabato Nyara Tu. Jalate Talakale Talate Kua, Kupate Mera Karave Ho, Dariti te akasha chadave, jade akasha girave o. Jalate talakara talate kuva, kupate mera karave ho. Dariti te akasha chadave, jade akasha girave o. Jisda jagate kohi naraka, Jisada jagate koi naraka ape bane sahara tu gati gati devicha vasada hoya virahe sabatonyara tu vau meri sauan vau meri darta Dukiya da sahara tu gata gata devisha vasada hoya virahe sabato tere bajo kohina kali arikavi ichasamana ho Gati gati devi cha jota hi teri kiara ja kiara nao. Tere bajo koi nakali harikavi cha samana ho. Gati gati devi cha jota hi teri kiara ja kiara nao. Lila teri ajbani ari, lila teri ajbani ari, Harat kare shara tu gat gat devich vasada hoyam virahe sabato nyara tu vau meri sauan vau meri data dukiya da sahara tu Gata gata devicha vasada hoya virdeke zabato nyara tu kode akisha varge tare tari avalikam dario Papan ganika tari data te lili laniario. Kode rakesha varge tari, tari avali kandari ho. Papan ganika tari data tiri lilan yari Kade betita hat kolike Kade betita hat kolike Kare kade jimidara tu gat gat devich vasada hoya sabato nyara tu vau meri sauan vau meri data dukiya da sahara tu Gata gata devicha vasada hoya virahe sabato nyara tu mava nuhi putra piyare te nu bhagata piyare ho Bhagata devasa hoke data sare ka jasvare ho Mavanu he putra piyare, tenu bhagata piyare ho, bhagata devasa hoke data sare ka jasvare ho. Ajayabadi kismat jagi, Ajayabadi kismat jagi Milya sauan piyara tu Gata gata devicha vasada hoya Virahe sabato nyara tu Vau meri sau en vau meri datan dukia da sahara tu gata gata devicha vasada hoya pirehe sabaton yara tu.
Great are you, my Sawan. Great are you, my giver. You are the support of the miserable ones. You dwell within all, but are different from all. Last week, I announced that we would have an ashram spring work day next weekend, next Saturday, the 29th. Well, circumstances came up that we made a quick on-the-fly decision to change it to this week, so that there was a work day yesterday. We tried to contact as many people as we could figure out how to get in contact with, and there was a good turnout. A lot got done. It was kind of cold and not quite like today, warm and fuzzy, but as far as I know, everybody had a really good time, and a lot got done. It was greatly appreciated. And if you were thinking to, hoping to come next week and enjoy the work day, don't be disheartened. Please, if you want to come next weekend, contact the ashram office and leave a message. Leave your phone number, some contact information. We'll get in touch with you, and we'll find something for you to do. The harvest is rich, as Master used to say. And finally, 1 month from now, there will be a one-day meditation retreat. We're going to celebrate Sanchi's first visit here at Sant Bani. It was 40 years ago now, in May of 1977. So the retreat will be Saturday, May the 20th. Initiates are welcome to attend any of the meditation sittings. The schedules of satsang and meditation times are available at the book table in the big house. And as always, if you're going to plan to take a meal here, please let us know so we know how many to cook for. And any guests wishing to attend needing overnight accommodations, please let the ashram know well ahead of time. We're going to begin today, continuing reading in the book, In Search of the Gracious One, an account in his own words of the spiritual search and discipleship of Sant Ajab Singh. Sanchi says, "The mystery of death troubled me always, day and night. I used to wonder, why does death come? What happens when one dies? Who is there who comes to help at the time of death? Because I was troubled by this mystery of death, I was always sleeping alone, so that I could think over this problem very deeply. I was thinking about this question so much so that I lost my sleep. My mother used to have a soft bed for me, but I would never sleep on it. I had found a gunny sack from somewhere, and in the nighttime, when she would go back to her room, I would sleep on that, on the floor. But because I was a child, my mother used to come into my room early in the morning, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, to check on me. And sometimes, before she would come into my room, I would hear her footsteps and wake up and get back into bed. Nevertheless, many times she would come and catch me sleeping on the floor. She would get upset at me and ask, 'Why are you not sleeping on the bed? Why have we made all these comforts? If you don't use them, for whom are we collecting all this wealth? You're still very young to be doing the devotion.' But I had been thinking that when the fire burns, the smallest sticks catch on fire first, and the bigger ones later. So I told her, 'I understand that maybe I am going to die before you.' And I was afraid that I might die without solving this problem of the mystery of death. My parents were afraid and worried about what was happening to me. that I would try to sleep but was unable to, for I was very young. My parents thought that maybe something had gone wrong with me, that maybe some ghost had control of me. They used many amulets and other things to remove the fear of that ghost or that spirit. However, there was nothing like a ghost or spirit bothering me. When I was trying to sleep, sleep would not come because I went on thinking, what is that thing which is lost from me? Right from that very young age, the desire was within me to realize that God who was separated from me for ages and ages. I did not know who he was or where he was living, but still that desire for realizing that hidden power was going on within me. Nothing looked good to me, and I always felt some loss because that unseen power would not come before me. He sent restlessness within because I was not one with him and I had not realized him. I could not describe my condition even to my mother. I would only tell her, I cannot tell you what I am missing, because I don't know. I haven't seen the thing that I am missing. When I was very young, I had faith in my parents. I thought that they were the only protectors, and that they would protect me in every field of life. I had full faith in them because I did not know then that parents are going to die one day and that in reality, God is the only protector. But on another occasion, I saw someone's parents dying and the thought came into my mind. When this boy's parents are dying, that means that my parents will also die. So how can I think that they are my protectors because they will die before me? Even though my real parents had already died, this thought did not come to me earlier because I was not conscious of them. But when I saw somebody else's parents dying, I thought, my parents, the parents who are bringing me up, are also unreal because they are going to die, and I can't count on them as my real protectors. At that time, I was playing with some other children, and I don't know where the thought came from of doing something very special, which transformed my life. I remember this like a dream. I started making heaps of sand, small house-like things, while I was playing with the children. I made 10 or 12, each representing a brother or sister or relative, one for each member of the family. After making these house-like things, I asked a question to each one of them. Will you help me? Will you protect me at the time of death? And then I would get the answer from within. I would get the answer from my own within. No. Because when we are involved in the births and deaths, when we don't know how to protect our own selves, how can we say that we will protect you? I would become disappointed, and when I didn't get a positive answer, I would demolish that house. I asked that question for every brother or sister, for all the worldly relations I had, and I went on demolishing them one by one, saying, this is my sister, and she's going to die. This is another sister, she will also die. This is my brother, this is my father, this is my mother. They are all going to die. In that way, going through all the heaps, I smashed all the heaps. In the end, only one heap was left, and I thought that that represented the hidden power for whom my soul was searching. I had not seen that power, but I knew there was some power in this world who would protect me. So when I had made that heap, and I had asked that question, I got the answer from within. Yes, I am the one who will protect you. I surely will come and help you at that time. I thought that this is that Almighty God And I bowed down to that heap, and I thought, he is my only protector. Normally, parents do not pay attention to what their children are doing when playing. But if they watch them and the child is playing a game which the parents don't know about, they become curious and want to know what the child is doing. My father was watching me doing all that, and he came to me and he asked me, what was I playing? He asked, why did you make all these sand heaps and after that smash them all except one? What are you doing in front of that leftover heap? I told him, I was counting on you as my protector. But when I saw the other boy's parents dying, I understood that you will also die, and in that way you cannot be my protector. I thought deeply about my sisters and brothers and all the relatives and all our community and all the people in the world, that they will also die one day, as you will. With these small houses I made, one was for each of my brothers and sisters and all my worldly relations. I told my father that I was asking that question to them, and I did not get any positive answer, so that is why I demolished them. And then I said, and this one which is left signifies God Almighty, because I know, though I have not seen him, but I got the answer from my within that he is the one who will help me, and you know that God is never going to die. He is my protector, and he will save me from death. Hearing all those things, my father was very surprised, because he did not realize that my thinking was very deep and very high. He became upset, and he told me, we take such good care of you. We feed you very well. We give you all sorts of good things, and still you say that we will not protect you? He was thinking from his level. He was thinking according to his narrow mind, and he did not know what I was talking about. He became very sad, and he said, dear son, you are very young to think about things like this. You see that I have made this beautiful house for you, and all this property that I have collected, that is only for you. Don't worry, I will give you everything you need. I will even arrange your marriage, and you will have a very beautiful wife. Well, I spat on the ground and I said, Father, I am asking you about the inner world. Will you be able to come with me within? Will you be able to help at the time when no one from this world can help me? All these worldly properties, all these worldly possessions are nothing more than this spit for me. They do not have any value for me. And I asked him, Father, tell me, will that wife not die, or is she going to live forever? Can she save me from death? And he said, no, she is also going to die. How could she save you from death? So I said, I don't want to marry. And now I know that only God can save me from death. My father felt it very much. But what I told him was the reality. When you have the thoughts like this, when you call for Almighty God, when you give up all other support and have only the one support of Almighty God, then God cannot resist. He also comes down and helps you. As Kabir says, when I looked around, I found that nobody was going to help me. No family, no relations, no power, no wealth, no property of this world was going to help me at the time of death. When I looked around and found that Master is the only one who will help me from this suffering world, I stretched out both my arms and I called for Almighty God. He could not resist, and he pulled me by my hands and he took me up. So right from that day, I never had any attachment for the worldly possessions, wealth and properties, And at that time, the renunciation and yearning for God Almighty came within me. When we have thoughts like this, we realize that in this world, nobody can help us. We realize that we have only the support of Almighty God. When we start relying on Him, then He selects us, and He sends us to someone who can teach us how to do the devotion of the Lord. And then we have the hymn, Likanavaliya Tu Hoke. O writer of fortunes, graciously write on my heart love for the Master. In my hands write the service of the Guru. Write the sacrifice of my body and mind for the Guru. On my tongue write the name of the Guru. For my ears write the voice of the sound current. On my forehead write the light of the Guru. For my eyes write the darshan of my Guru. Don't write one thing, separation from the Guru. It doesn't matter if separation from the whole world is written. My mother used to tell me that there is some hidden power that writes the fate or fortune of the person on his forehead. And according to what is written there, the person enjoys or suffers that fate. From my very childhood, I got the inspiration to write bhajans, spiritual verses. And in the yearning for God Almighty, in His remembrance, I wrote many bhajans, even as a child. So in my childhood, long before I met the Master, I wrote this particular bhajan. And since my childhood, I have been singing this bhajan to God Almighty, who is omnipotent, who is present everywhere. Even though I had not seen Him, still in my heart I used to feel as if I had lost something that my soul was looking for. I used to wonder how fortunate those souls would be, how beautiful those souls would be, who had the privilege of getting the living Master in their lifetime. That is why I wrote, O writer of fortunes, write the love for the Master on my heart. This was my prayer. Graciously write the service of the Master in my hands. Write the sacrifice of my body and mind for the Guru. Right from my childhood, I had this habit of closing my eyes and sitting on the ground on a mat-like thing. When I started sitting like this, and when I started sleeping on the floor, my father worried very much about me. He called a pundit, and with a pen of gold, the pundit wrote Om on my tongue. So my father said, I have done all this for you, and now you don't talk to me? That is why I said in the bhajan that I don't want the Om written on my tongue. I want to have the name of my Master written on my tongue. I had the experiences of the inner sound current and inner light right from my childhood. And that is why I wrote, O Lord, write the sound of Almighty God in my ears, and write the light of the Master on my forehead. Even though the holy souls are able to hear the sound current in their childhood, and even though they are able to see that light, still, that light and sound cannot guide those souls up. Unless they meet a perfect Master, and unless they meditate with the guidance and instructions of a perfect Master, that light and sound cannot pull the soul up. So I wrote, for my eyes, write the darshan of my Guru. At that time, I also used to think, how can the people who have the Master live if the Master goes away? So at the end of the bhajan, I prayed to the fortune writer, you may write anything you want in my fortune, but don't write on my forehead, in my fate, that I may be separated from the Master, no matter if I have to leave this world. We'll leave off at that point. And this is an excerpt from the book The Light of Kripal, which is a collection of darshan sessions, questions and answers with disciples, with Master Kripal Singh. This was on March 23rd, 1971. And it was called Wait, Satan, Wait. So a disciple says, I don't always feel completely at ease in your presence, completely at home. I feel sometimes alienated, apart, you know, not completely at ease, just as I should feel, as I feel I should feel, and it bothers me. And I can't resist. I want to tell a story. I was in a darshan session myself once, and there was a disciple, young woman, sitting in the front, cross-legged on the floor, and Master was sitting on the couch. And she said, Master, I'm afraid of you. Why am I afraid of you? I love you, but I feel afraid of you. And Master's eyebrows went up, and he opened his mouth, and he leaned over her, loomed over her, and he said, because Master is a big bugbear with long, sharp teeth. And he cracked up. So in response to this disciple, the Master says, well, what is rankling in your mind? Open your mind. And the disciple says, sometimes there's a resistance on my part. And Master, well, what is rankling in your mind? There must be something which causes revolt. Mind revolts, is it not? Then what is it? Open your mind. There's nothing to be afraid of, you see. Maybe right, maybe not right. Some heavy thought, some negative thought rankling in your mind. The disciple, I can't always pinpoint it down to one specific thought, but it's there. The Master, we have to train ourselves to do one thing at a time. You'll have to develop that habit of doing one thing at a time. As I told you so many times before, when you eat, be fully at eating. Thank God. When you have some work, be fully at it. One thing at a time. Do you remember I have given you instances in Napoleon's life? The night before the Battle of Waterloo was to be fought, he was writing the proceedings of a primary school. That was at 1 o'clock in the morning. The battle was to begin at 9. That same day at 8 o'clock, he was strolling in the garden, and his ministers were hovering here and there. What is it? What do you want? He asked. Well, the battle is to be fought in 1 hour. Oh, that is at 9 o'clock. It's now 8. You see, that's what he said. So whatever urging by atmospheric charging comes, that is grounded by not fully devoting your attention to one thing at a time. This is a helping factor. Kabir says, let's take a worldly point. There were two friends. One was very fond of going to the church. The other was saying that it's time for playing a football match. So one went to the church, the other went to the playing ground. So the one who was in the church was thinking, oh, my friend must be kicking the ball. And the one in the playing field was thinking, my friend is praying to God. Well, which is the better of the two? Do you follow? So that can be remedied only by developing your habit of doing one thing at a time. Suppose I come to receive you, but you're thinking about one thing or another, Bombay, Calcutta, or California. Your body is here, of course, but you are not here. Do you see? So presence of mind is required. Be there, where you are. Then you'll derive the full benefit of the charging of the atmosphere. That has to be developed by regular practice. do all things. You'll have to adjust your time accordingly. Even if you give the busiest man something to do, he will do it, because he knows how to adjust. He will snatch some time for that. But if you give the job to some idler, he will probably say, "Well, I will do it tomorrow. We'll see after that." You can never expect him to do it. Try to finish some work daily. Perhaps you know the name of John Bunyan, who wrote Pilgrim's Progress. His motto was to write something daily. And there was one, Stanley, whose motto was to finish something daily. So I learned from Stanley to finish something daily. Complete it. Never put off for tomorrow what you can do today. This is the habit to be developed. And once the mind is trained like that, naturally, it will have the tendency to do that. If you reserve the same time during the day for meditation and do it daily, after a while, when that time comes, you'll feel uneasy if you don't meditate. If you're going to a certain place daily, after 2, 3, 4, 5 months, you'll find at the time that your legs will be going that way naturally. That has to be developed, you see. So forget everything, past and future. Only live in the present. Every minute is eternity. Tolstoy, a Russian writer, was a great man. Before anybody would come to see him, he wanted to see his photo first. The face is the mirror of the man. All your thoughts, every kind of thought, brings wrinkles and furrows. You will find that men of the same profession have heads and foreheads and eyes that are similar. Thoughts are very potent, very potent. They bring out their openness. No wrinkles, here some wrinkles and there, and furrows. That comes as a result of the thought action. So Tolstoy always used to request a photo first. Once he refused a man, and the man wrote him, "But I am not what you see." A man can change for the better, can he not? That is why it is said, you are the maker of your own destiny. Even a robber can become a saint. There are instances like that. Do you know what special quality a robber has? When a robber decides something, he goes at the cost of his life. He will do it, regardless. When a horse is very unruly, you only have to change the directions by using reins, that's all. What can a sick horse do? He can hardly walk. Even if he's put on the way, he'll be plodding and sighing like anything. So ornery, strong horses are wanted. You must have something in you. The reins only need to be redirected. There was one student, graduated some years back, who went to hear so many saints in India. He bombarded them with questions, and they were unable to give him answers. They said, "You are not yet fit." His father came to me. He said, "There are so many like that." And I said, "All right, no matter, send him to me." When he came, I told him, "Well, look here, write down all your doubts, all your questions, then sit in the room with me and lock the door. Keep the key and don't open it until you are satisfied." He went on questioning me for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. And then he asked for and got initiation. "You are great, you see, are you not?" The disciple says, "I'm what, Master?" "Master, you are great, a great man in you. You can do what you say. Where there's a will, there's a way. Be not a mannequin, you see. Simply form that habit. The man body is affected and changed. You can go back to God by directing your will, you might say. So all these difficulties only go to prove what? Don't feel like a mannequin. You can do it. Just develop that habit by regularity. Do one thing at a time. Yes? And the disciple, is it a matter of purity to do one thing at a time, and impurity if one mixes up several things at a time? The Master, you are grounding your electricity by impurity. If you develop and then lose it, what is the use of purity? One very potent factor is to have one thought at a time. Thought of God, nothing else. Is it not the one salient point of purity? One saint prayed, O God, come into my closet. There is no one else there except you. There's a clear way for you. Nobody else resides there. Nobody else dares to enter. Can you say that? Yes, you can. But develop it. Have it. What did Christ say to Satan? Stay a while. You tell your mind, you want to eat? All right, I'll give you something to eat, but wait, let's do this first. Well, there's an example of this in a lady saint's life. It's a long story, of course. When she was young, she was going somewhere with her father, and on the way, dacoits, robbers, plundered everything from him and also took her away. They sold her to a prostitute. She had never dreamed of this sort of life. When she came of age, they wanted her to have that profession. As she was sold, she could not refuse. The first day she was sent in. When you have not committed any sin, you cannot transcend that imperial wall. You'll shudder, you'll be afraid. But once that imperial wall is broken, the way is clear. On the first day, the man who came there said, you should be happy and jolly and captivate my heart. But she was very sad, very pensive. Her eyes showed fear. What's the matter with you? He asked. The night came and she said, all right, it's yet a long time before the night. The whole night is ahead of us. Let's pray for a while. You see, she was in the habit of praying. And the man said, all right, let us pray. After some time, she said to the man, let us pray. There's still night ahead of us. You see, that praying affected him, and he went away. He began to worship that lady saint. Biographies give very great lessons, very practical lessons. When you find something dragging you down, if your friends are affected, you can sit down and pray. A man can change, you see. We are given only strong medicine because we are weak. Well, this lady saint had a very strange life. She was sold away to a brothel home, but while there she began to change people. Whoever went to her never turned up at the brothel again. And the owners began to wonder what was wrong. They began to quietly watch her in the night. There she was, sitting in prayer. And then she instructed the man to wash his hands and then sit down in meditation also. This happened again and again, and the owners said, well, she's spoiling our profession, ruining our business. You see, they set her free, this Mohammedan saint. So I have learned that we can rise above even the worst of circumstances. Now you know what Christ meant when he told Satan to wait. You can see what greatness a man could observe from her life. There are also instances of such like people in the West. So reading biographies pays very much. You've learned some practical things and how to do them. When I went... When I went to Austria, there was some fight going on with the Italian people. They were just preparing for a war. At any moment, war could have broken out. So naturally, the governor said, "I'm in a dilemma. What should I do? My country is out for war. Any moment it may burst. What should I do?" And I told him, "What is good, do it at once. And what is not good, try to reconcile through other means." And the result was, there was no war. I received a message last month from that governor. "I am waiting for you. When are you coming back?" You see, a very simple thing. What is good, do it at once. What is not good, delay. Just try to divert your attention the other way. Tell Satan, "Wait, please." This was a good example given by Christ, was it not? He simply said, "Wait, wait." Why can't you say, "Wait"? Well, which initiate is dearer to the Master? One who just develops the qualifications which he has got. Those qualifications will appeal to him. To meet God is not difficult, but to make a man is difficult. God is after finding out such people who are like that. When man begets children, he runs after the best child, does he not? Kabir says, "I am now so pure at heart that God is always running after me, saying, 'Oh, Kabir, Kabir, wait, wait.'" You see? Do you remember the story about Moses going to the hills to meet God? And as one poet said, "Was he not aware that God is searching for a man? Why did you go to the hills to find him?" So digest what you read. I've given you so many things from the lives of great men. If we simply read that such and such a man is born here and died there and visits certain places, that's not the true meaning of a life. He built a house or a reservoir there. No, not that. Do we simply go to the Master to see what he eats? Where does he sit? What clothes does he wear? Whether he's got a horse to ride on, etc.? This any man can have. Your life should be a reflection of simple living and simple thinking, not of the outer buildings that you have made. I once met the head of the blank community, who is now president of all the blank here. I asked him, "You're the head of this community. Tell me, what have you done?" And he said, "I have made 10 temples." And I asked him, "Have you made any man?" To make temples is easier. To make a man is difficult. How many men have you turned out? There's a vast difference in the angle of vision. People are stuck fast in the other way of viewing. A teacher is very happy when he sees that all his students have passed in the first division, or that they stood first in the university. Is he not proud of that? How can you earn his pleasure? Just follow implicitly what he wants, not the words, but the intention. He does not say, "Do this or that." See what he's doing, and he need not say, "Do this or do that." You see what he's doing, and you do it. As a student, I was reading in the 9th class, and the teacher was so satisfied with me that he would leave the class to me for teaching in his absence. That very class in which I was a student. So hard work is another name for genius. Mind that. In the schools, you'll generally find British history is taught as one of the subjects. The teacher used to give notes from that. So the paper was set. At that time, 55 was the maximum number of points given for the paper. There was another student who wrote all the notes that were dictated by the teacher, and he gave him 34 out of 55. In my case, I never stuck to his notes, but I read 2 or 3 British histories and gave my replies from them. He gave me 54 out of 55. Well, naturally, the other student complained, "Well, teacher, I have written fully, literally, what you have dictated. Why are you giving me 34 points and him 54? This is but natural questioning. Well, he has given what all historians say, but I couldn't give him 55, so I cut him down 1 point. So, your master, your teacher, can be proud of you. And of whom? Of one who is like him. My master used to send me difficult heads of some religious sects who used to come to him. He used to send them to me to live with me for a week or so at Lahore. He would say to any learned man who went to him, "All right, you go to Kirpal Singh. He will just open all the parts of the rifle and then reassemble it, and he will tell you what is what." He was proud of me, and we are proud of having such saints, you see. But he should also be proud of us. But how? By developing those qualifications that he has. My master used to say, "Well, I have found only one man in my life. I wish many of you to become like him. For that way you are given an experience on the first day of initiation. Some are progressing, not yet perfect. Some are going on all right. Others are only trudging along, plodding like a tortoise. So what a man has done, another man can do with proper guidance and help. Is it not so? Well then, if you live 100% according to what he says, you are perfect. But even if you become perfect, should you be proud of yourself? No. Why? One master tailor made a very good suit, which fit very well. And he was simply boasting, "Oh, what a good fit! How well I look!" Well, the credit should go to the master tailor, not yourself. So all this credit goes to the master, the teacher, the God in him. You see, this is the main thing. Well, this is a good question that you have asked. It has brought out so many things. Simply try to live up to them. Nothing is impossible. Napoleon said, "The word impossible is found in the dictionary of fools." Everything is possible when a man can catch God, of course, with his grace. And what more is left? So I wish each one of you to become ambassadors. I'll be proud of you. And whatever you are doing, I think, will be helping me in my job. Credit will go to you, and I may also be pleased. Our master used to say, "Well, look here. Don't do civil disobedience, lying down like a dead body so that you may be carried away in a public conveyance. Stand on your own legs. Help and help others." The same God is within you. Why do you feel like a mannequin? Great is man after all. What man? The physical body? No, that man who works in the body. And he is a micro-god, is he not? Only besmeared with filth by playing with the children in the dust, that's all. All right. God bless you all. And we've been listening to a satsang from October of 1996 on a bani of Guru Amardev.
Now Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj lovingly says that unless we meet with the perfect master, the darkness of the ignorance which is in front of our eyes can never be removed.
Ahora el Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj nos dice que si no nos encontramos con un maestro perfecto, la oscuridad de la ignorancia que tenemos ante nuestros ojos jamás puede desaparecer.
All the religious people, those who believe in the religions and those who are involved in the rites and rituals, no matter in which religion they are, whether they are Hindus or Muslims, they all claim to be the Guru Mukhs.
Todas las personas que pertenecen a las diferentes religiones, no importa a cuál religión pertenezcan, todos ellos repiten las escrituras y ellos dicen que ellos son los Guru Mukhs.
The darkness of this ignorance cannot be removed until we meet with the perfect master.
La oscuridad de esta ignorancia no puede desaparecer hasta cuando no hayamos encontrado a un maestro perfecto.
Only after meeting with him can we remove this darkness, and then we realize whether we are the Manmukhs or the Guru Mukhs.
Tan solo después de encontrarnos con un maestro perfecto podemos darnos cuenta si somos Manmukhs o Guru Mukhs.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj kende gur bin kor andhar guru bin samjh na aave.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says that without the master it is the dense darkness.
El Guru Arjan Dev Ji dice sin el maestro existe la oscuridad profunda.
We cannot understand anything without the master.
No podemos comprender nada sin el maestro.
Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj kende hai je sau chanda ugve surj chade hazar ete chanan hundeya te gur bin kor andhar.
Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj says that even if hundreds of moons rise up and even if thousands of suns rise, but still without the master it is the deep darkness.
El Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj dice así salgan cientos de lunas y salgan miles de soles, sin embargo solo existe oscuridad sin el maestro.
Bin sat gur sivi kor andhara bin shabd koi na paave para jo shabd rati maha bairagi so sach shabd la.
ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿਰਾਗੀ ਬਣਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਘਰ ਬਾਰ ਛੱਡ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਪੁੱਤਰ ਧੀਆਂ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਜੰਗਲਾਂ ਪਹਾੜਾਂ 'ਚ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਖਾਸ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੇ ਕੱਪੜੇ ਪਹਿਨ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਅਸੀਂ ਸੋਚਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਵਿਰਾਗੀ ਬਣਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਬਣ ਗਏ ਹਾਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅੱਗੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਇੱਕ ਔਰਤ ਦੀਆਂ ਰੋਟੀਆਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਪੱਕੀਆਂ ਪਸੰਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ, ਅਨੇਕਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਹੱਥ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਅੜਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉੱਥੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਆਪਦਾ ਕਮਾਉਣਾ ਛੱਡ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਲੋਕਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਮੰਗ ਪਿੰਗ ਕੇ ਖਾਣਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ.
Now what kind of renunciate do we become?
Ahora qué clase de renunciante, en qué clase de renunciante nos convertimos?
We give up our homes and families, leaving our children and our home, we go out in the jungle.
De abandonamos nuestros hogares, abandonamos nuestra familia y nos internamos en el bosque.
And we think that we have become the great renunciate one.
Y de esta forma pensamos que nos hemos convertido en un gran renunciante.
At home we don't like the food cooked by one woman.
En nuestra casa no nos gusta el alimento que es preparado por una mujer.
But when we leave that home and go outside as a renunciate, then we have to go and beg from hundreds of women for the food.
Pero una vez que hayamos abandonado nuestros hogares, entonces tenemos que ir a pedirle la comida a cientos de mujeres.
Pero mera chasmdid vaqia hai. Ek sadhu siga. ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਦੋਂ ਕਦੋਂ ਉਹਨੇ ਵਿਚਾਰੇ ਨੇ ਕਾਰੋਬਾਰ ਛੱਡਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਵੱਡੀਆਂ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਇੰਨੀਆਂ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਜਟਾਂ ਸੀ ਸਿਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ, ਕਿਸੇ ਔਰਤ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ. ਜਦ ਜੱਜ ਦੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਉਹ ਆਪਣੀ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਲਿਖਾਉਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਜੱਜ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਜਟਾਂ ਹੈ ਬਾਬਾ ਇਹ ਲਾਹ ਦੇ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਲਿਖ ਦੂੰਗਾ. ਉਹਨੇ ਕਚਹਿਰੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੀ ਉੱਥੇ ਨਾਈ ਨੂੰ ਬੁਲਾ ਕੇ ਜਟਾਂ ਲਵਾ ਦਿੱਤੀਆਂ. ਹੁਣ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਕਿ ਕੀ ਵਿਰਾਗ ਹੈ. ਲੇਕਿਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਸੱਚਾ ਵਿਰਾਗ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ, ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਨੌ ਦੁਆਰੇ ਖਾਲੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜਨਾ ਹੀ ਸੱਚਾ ਵਿਰਾਗ ਹੈ. ਜਦ ਤੱਕ ਪੂਰਨ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਗਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪੂਰਾ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਗਾ। ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰਕੇ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਜੁੜਦੇ ਗੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ 'ਚ ਇੱਕ ਸੱਚਾ ਵਿਰਾਗ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਤਪੰਨ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ। ਜਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦਾ ਵਿਰਾਗ ਜਾਗ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰ ਪਰ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਉੱਡ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਦਿਸ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਸੀਨ ਵਿਦ ਮਾਈ ਓਨ ਆਈਜ਼ ਦੇਰ ਵਾਸ ਅ ਸਾਧੂ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਡੋਨਟ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਸਿੰਸ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਬਿਕਮ ਦ ਸਾਧੂ ਔਰ ਸਿੰਸ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਲੈਫਟ ਹਿਸ ਹੋਮ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕਮ ਅ ਸਾਧੂ। But he fall in love with some woman and he wanted to get married to her. So he went to the court, to the judge, to get his marriage registered. The judge or the magistrate said that, oh Baba, first of all you should remove this long hair which you have grown, because he had a very big hair, he had very long hair. So he said that first of all you remove this long hair and then I will marry both of you. So right in the court he called the barber and he removed the long hair. Long hair is a significance. It is one of the things which the sadhus, those who become the renunciate, they take up as an outer garb. So he removed his long hair right there in the court just to get married to that woman with whom he was in love.
Esto lo he visto yo con mis propios ojos. En una ocasión vi a un sadhu, no sé desde cuándo él habría empezado a ser un sadhu, desde cuándo se habría ido de su casa, pero este sadhu tenía el pelo muy largo. Mantener el pelo largo es un símbolo externo de que uno es un sadhu o un renunciante. Pero en una ocasión este sadhu conoció a una mujer, él se enamoró de ella y se quiso casar con ella. De manera que fueron ante un juez para casarse. El juez le dijo, primero que todo tienes que cortarte el pelo y después sí se pueden casar. De manera que llamaron a un peluquero y ahí mismo frente al juez le cortaron el pelo y se pudieron casar.
What kind of renunciation is that? What kind of yearning is that?
¿Pero qué clase de renunciación es esta? ¿Qué clase de anhelo es este?
Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj lovingly says that the real renunciation, the real yearning comes only when we rise above the nine openings of the body and contact with that Shabad, get in touch with that Shabad at our eye center.
Pero el maestro nos dice que la verdadera renunciación llega únicamente cuando uno se eleva por encima de las nueve aperturas del cuerpo y se conecta con el Shabad en lo interno.
When we withdraw from all the outer things, from all the worldly things, and rise above the nine openings of the body, rise above the physical plane and come to the eye center and connect ourselves with the Shabad Nam, only then the real renunciation, only then the real yearning is created within us.
Tan solo cuando nos retiramos de las cosas externas, nos elevamos por encima de las nueve aperturas del cuerpo y nos concentramos en el foco del ojo y nos elevamos por encima de lo físico, únicamente en ese momento existe la verdadera renunciación y existe la verdadera añoranza.
And then all the passions, all the worldly desires fly away, fly out of us as if they have the wings.
Y después de esto, todas las pasiones y todos los deseos del mundo que tengamos se van volando como si tuvieran alas.
Yo shabd rate ma bairagi so sach shabd lahi dukh sukh karte tur likhya paya ਦੂਜਾ ਪਾਓ ਆਪ ਵਰਤਾਇਆ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਹੋਵੇ ਸੋ ਅਲਿਪ ਤੋ ਵਰਤੇ ਮਨ ਮੁਖ ਕਾ ਕਿਆ ਵਿਸਾਹੀ।
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਦੁੱਖ ਸੁੱਖ ਇਹ ਤੁਰੋਂ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਲਿਖਾ ਕੇ ਆਏ ਹੈ। ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਮਾੜੇ ਕਰਮ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਦੁੱਖ ਕਰਕੇ ਲਿਖੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਚੰਗੇ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੁੱਖ ਲਿਖਾ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਇੱਥੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਵੀ ਭੋਗਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸੁੱਖ ਵੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਪੇਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ ਦੀਜ਼ ਆਰ ਦਾ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਵਿਚ are already written in our destiny.
Ahora el Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj nos dice que el dolor y la alegría ya están escritas en nuestro destino.
Pains are the reward or pains are the punishment for the bad karmas we have done and the happiness is the reward for the good deeds which we had done.
El dolor es el castigo por las malas acciones que hayamos cometido y la felicidad es la recompensa por lo bueno que hayamos hecho.
And they are written in our destiny. right from the time we left the eternal home and came in this world.
Estas dos cosas fueron escritas en nuestro destino desde el momento en que abandonamos nuestro verdadero hogar.
And here we suffer the pains and enjoy the happiness.
Y aquí sufrimos o padecemos el dolor o gozamos de la alegría.
Sanu jindagi ch jinne din ta sukh milda rehnda hai unne din ta assi guru guru karde hain badi daya hai badi meher hai ja thoda kana jindagi de vich kite dukh da samna karna aa janda hai pyareo oh vi sade apne likhaye hoye hai kise da karm kise nu chukaya nahi janda ga odo assi guru ch aneka oh parmatma de vich nuks kadde hain.
As long as we go on enjoying the happiness, we go on saying master master, it is all master's grace, master is very gracious upon us, but when we have to suffer the pains, then we forget. Even though the pains are also written in our destiny, it is our own creation, but still we don't realize that, we don't understand that, and when we have to encounter the pains and the sufferings, then we find fault in the master.
Mientras estemos gozando de la felicidad, recordamos mucho al maestro y decimos, maestro, maestro, es toda tu gracia, pero cuando llega el momento de sufrir el dolor, aun cuando el dolor es nuestra propia creación y se debe a las acciones que nosotros mismos hemos cometido, sin embargo, en ese momento nos olvidamos de eso y más bien encontramos faltas en el maestro.
Es vaste Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj kende hai ke jede manmukh lok hai unna da ki vasa hai ke oh rab di bhakti ki dukh de vich vi karnge. ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਦੀ ਖਾਤਰ ਨਾਪ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕੋਈ ਬੇਰੁਜ਼ਗਾਰੀ ਦੀ ਖਾਤਰ ਨਾਪ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕੋਈ ਨਾਮਵਰੀ ਦੀ ਖਾਤਰ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਗਾਰੰਟੀ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਮਨਮੁਖਸ ਵਿਲ ਡੂ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਈਵਨ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਐਨਕਾਊਂਟਰ ਦ ਪੇਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਸਫਰਿੰਗਸ.
ਦੇ ਮਾਨੇਰਾ ਕਿ ਪੋਰ ਇਸੋ ਇਸ ਕਿ ਐਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦਿਸੇ ਕਿ ਕੁਆਲ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾ ਗਾਰੰਟੀਆ ਦੇ ਕਿ ਲੋਸ ਮਨਮੁਖਸ ਵਨ ਅਸਰ ਲਾ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਦਿਓਸ ਟੋ ਪੋਇਰੋਸੋ ਅਸੀ ਐਨਕੁਐਂਟਰਨ ਐਜੋਸ ਐਲ ਡੋਲੋਰ.
ਸਮ ਪੀਪਲ ਟੇਕ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਦ ਸਫਰਿੰਗਸ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਦ ਡਿਜ਼ੀਜ਼ਸ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਸਫਰਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ. ਸਮ ਪੀਪਲ ਰਿਸੀਵ ਦ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਵਾਂਟ ਦ ਨੇਮ ਐਂਡ ਫੇਮ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੋਸਪੈਰਿਟੀਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ.
ਅਲਗੁਨਾਸ ਪਰਸੋਨਾਸ ਰਿਸੀਵਨ ਲਾ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਪੋਰਕੇ ਸੇ ਕੀਰਨ ਡਿਸਹਾਸਰ ਦੇ ਲਾਸ ਡਿਫਿਕਲਟਾਦੇਸ ਓ ਲੋਸ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲੇਮਾਸ ਕੇ ਪੁਏਦਨ ਟੇਨਰ ਐਨ ਐਲ ਮੁੰਡੋ. ਓਤਰਾਸ ਪਰਸੋਨਾਸ ਰਿਸੀਵਨ ਲਾ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਬੁਸਕਾਂਡੋ ਐਲ ਨੋਮਬਰੇ ਈ ਲਾ ਫਾਮਾ ਐਨ ਐਲ ਮੁੰਡੋ.
ਤੋ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਹੋ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਨਾ ਦੁੱਖ 'ਚ ਦੁਖੀ ਨਾ ਸੁੱਖ 'ਚ ਸੁਖੀ, ਉਹ ਦੁੱਖ 'ਚ ਵੀ ਓਨਾ ਹੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਆਪਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਕਿ ਸੁੱਖ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ.
ਡੀਅਰ ਵੰਸ, ਦ ਗੁਰੂਮੁਖਸ ਆਰ ਨੈਵਰ ਅਨਹੈਪੀ ਇਨ ਦ ਪੇਨਸ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਨੈਵਰ ਹੈਪੀ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ.
ਅਮਾਦੋਸ ਮੀਓਸ, ਲੋਸ ਗੁਰੂਮੁਖਸ ਨੀ ਸੇ ਸੀਂਟੇਨ ਟ੍ਰਿਸਟੇਸ ਕੁਆਂਡੋ ਸੀਂਟੇਨ ਡੋਲੋਰ, ਨੀ ਸੇ ਸੀਂਟੇਨ ਫੇਲੀਸੇਸ ਕੁਆਂਡੋ ਟੀਨੇਨ ਲਾ ਅਲੇਗਰੀਆ.
ਦੇ ਲਵ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਇਨ ਦ ਪੇਨ ਐਸ ਮਚ ਐਸ ਦੇ ਲਵ ਹਿਮ in the happiness.
Ellos aman a Dios Todopoderoso y por igual así tengan dolor o tengan alegría.
Balke mere baba Bishan Das da waqt yaad hai, oh jaan to pehla kuch din bimar ho gaye, main unna de paas pahunchya, puchya ki tuhanu kai din ho gaye takleef hai, oh go bade bhavuk ho ke kehne lage saza kat rahi hai, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਰਮ ਅੱਗੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਾਲ ਜਾਣਗੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਭੋਗੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਹੈ.
I remember the time of our Bishan Das, just before he left, he became sick for some time. So when I went to see him, I told him that he must be feeling a lot of pain because he was not well. He said that yes, now my punishment, my sentence is reducing. Whatever karmas I can pay off over here, that is fine. Otherwise, those karmas will go with me and I will have to pay them later on.
Cuando se acercó el momento final de Baba Bishan Das, él estuvo enfermo durante varios días. Yo fui a verle y le dije, seguramente estarás padeciendo muchísimo dolor porque él había estado enfermo durante muchos días. Pero él dijo, entonces él me dijo, sí, estoy padeciendo mucho dolor, pero de esta forma mi sentencia o mi castigo se está reduciendo, de manera que es mucho mejor pagar lo que tenga que pagar aquí, porque si no, si no lo pago aquí, me lo voy a tener que llevar cuando me vaya.
ਗੁਰ ਕੇ ਪੈ ਕੀ ਸਾਰ ਨਾ ਜਾਣੇ.
ਹੁਣ ਸਿੱਖ ਪੁੱਛਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ, ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਔਰ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਦਾ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਨਿਰਣਾ ਕਰੀਏ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਹੈ?
Now the disciples ask that, Master, how do we differentiate, how do we recognize between the Manmukh and Gurumukh? How do we know that this is the Manmukh and this is the Gurumukh?
Ahora los discípulos le preguntan al maestro, ¿cómo es posible para nosotros diferenciar o cómo podemos distinguir a un Gurumukh de un Manmukh? ¿Cuál es la forma para saber quién es un Gurumukh y quién es un Manmukh?
Aap kende Manmukh hai jehda shabd naam di kamai nahi karda ga, jinna de andar na parmatma da dar hai na guru da dar hai na guru aur parmatma da unna de andar pyari hai.
He replies that Manmukh are those who do not do the meditation of the Shabad Naam.
Él responde, los Manmukhs son aquellos que no hacen la meditación en el Shabad Naam.
Manmukhs neither fear God Almighty nor do they have any fear for the Master.
Los Manmukhs no le temen ni a Dios Todopoderoso ni tampoco le temen al Maestro.
They don't have any love for the Master or God Almighty.
No tienen amor por el Maestro ni por Dios Todopoderoso tampoco.
Apna mitr koi apne paas khada hove, ਕਈ ਕਰਮ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਖੜਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇਗੇ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਸਾਡੇ 'ਤੇ ਨਾਰਾਜ਼ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਦੁਨਿਆਵੀ ਮਿੱਤਰ ਵਰਗਾ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਮਝਦੇਗੇ ਜਦ ਬੁਰਿਆਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਡਰ ਹੋਵੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਰ ਲਵਾਂਗੇ ਜੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੋਵੇ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਦਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਕੰਮ ਜੋ ਭਜਨ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦਾ ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ
ਸਪੋਜ਼ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਫਰੈਂਡ who is standing beside us. There are many things, many deeds, many karmas, which we would not do in his presence because we are afraid of him.
Supongan que un amigo nuestro está parado al lado nuestro. Ustedes, hay muchas cosas que ustedes no harían o que tendrían el temor de hacerlas frente a su amigo.
We don't understand our master even as a worldly friend.
Nosotros no tomamos a nuestro maestro ni siquiera como un amigo del mundo.
Even though he is always with us, but still we go on doing the bad deeds.
Aun cuando él está siempre con nosotros, sin embargo, continuamos realizando las malas acciones.
If we really loved him, if we really had love for him, and if we really had fear of him, would we do anything bad in his presence?
Si realmente le amáramos, si realmente le tuviéramos temor, ¿haríamos algo malo en su presencia?
If we loved him really, would we not do the work which he has given us to do?
Si le amamos realmente, ¿no haríamos entonces acaso el trabajo que él nos pide que hagamos?
Si man
We'll close with Sanchi's bhajan on page 65, Pani Deya Bulabulia. O bubble of water, tell what is your life. We won't be sitting here always. This is a fair of a few days. Life is passing. This is the time for you to do the meditation of Nam. O mind, you have become proud for nothing. You are a heap of sand, a weak wall. In this inn of the world, many great people came and left. Don't lose your life for nothing. By taking refuge in the Master, earn some profit. O man, without the Master, all the kingships are heaps of mud. The tree is on the bank of the river. One day, it will be destroyed. On your head, the negative power is shouting. When the time comes, you will be called. With good fortune, you've got this human body. Why do you delay in meditating on Nam? One day we will have to leave this beautiful country of so many attractions. Oh, friend, your accounts will be seen, and except the Master, there will be no one to help you. The trumpet of war has been blown, and dark death has come near. The whole world is suffering. No happy one is seen anywhere. Nam is the medicine for all the diseases. Guru Nanakji has said so. O beautiful husband Kirpal, now Ajaib has become yours. O bubble of water, tell what is your life.
Pani Deya Bulbulya Ve Das Ki Mun Yaad Hai Teri Pani Deya Bulbulya Ve Das Ki Mun Yaad Hai Teri bet na hi rehen sada ite ko idin da he mela. Umrda vihai javadiyo e te da nama japane da vela. Beta nahi rehena sada ite ko idin da he mela. Umrda vihai javadiyo e te da nama japane da vela. Eva mana fulia fire kachikanda tu reta di deri. Pani dea bulbuliawe dasaki munayad he teri. Vade vade ho gujareoe isa jagata sara vichareke. Eva naga vale jindagioe lahakata guru sharani peke. Vade vade ho gujareoe isa jagata sara vichareke. Eva naga vale jindagioe lahakata guru sharani peke. Murda shida bhaja bande awe badashaya miti di deri. Pani deya bulbuli awe dasaki munayad he teri. Nadi kande hrukarawe da ika dinahe laga jani. Sirda ute kale kukadawe sama aye to avaja vaja jani. Nadi kande rukarawe da ika dinahe laga jani. Sirda ute kale kukadawe sama aye to avaja vaja jani. Bhaganala mili manasa dehioe nama japa kiolona e deri. Pani deya bulbuliawe dasaki munyad he teri. Ika dina chadanawe ehe sona desha rangila. Leka hona sajanawe bhaja guru de nakoi vasila. Ika dina chadanawe ehe sona desha rangila. Leka hona sajanawe bhaja guru de nakoi vasila. Kucha dana gara vajayawe nereya gaye mota haneri. Pani deya bulbuliawe dasaki munyad he teri. Sara sansara dukiawe koi sukiya najarana aya. Nama daru rogada guru nanaka ji faramaya. Sara sansara dukiawe koi sukiya najarana aya. Namadaru Rogada Guru Nanak Ji Faramaya Kirapalakanta Soniave Hunabana Gaya Jebo Teri Pani Deya Bulbulyawe Dasaki Munayan He Teri.
The whole world is suffering. No happy one is seen anywhere. Nam is the medicine for all the diseases. Guru Nanak has said so. O beautiful husband Kripal, now Ajab has become yours. O bubble of water, tell what is your life. May God bless us all.